Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, who is the radio broadcaster for the Lansing Lugnuts. Good evening, Jesse. How are you?
Hello there, Cheryl. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Well, I think the weather is going to hold for us tonight after a long spring of rain for the Lugnuts. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful night, and I guess it's time to get the pirate gear on as well.
That's right. Everyone around here is speaking with their Pirates accent. Tonight is Pirates of the Caribbean night for us.
Well, I love that. I love all the promotions that go on constantly. Very creative and imaginative. So, ahoy, matey, and it's Pirates of the Caribbean night. What kind of special activities will go on? Because I know there's always some connected to all these special evenings.
Oh, that's exactly right. So everyone's going to show up dressed in whatever their outfits might be. I think we've got some peg legs being pulled out. I've seen some eye patches and parrots as well. And it's going to transpire in terms of our pictures of the players that get shown on the big video screen. Those are going to change to reflect the night. All of our games that we play in between innings, those will maybe have a little pirate theme to them as well.
Well, I love that. I heard there's also a treasure hunt, because you can't have a Pirates of the Caribbean night without a good treasure hunt.
That's exactly right. You'll just have to see where X is, because X always marks the spot.
I love that. Who do the Lugnuts take on this evening?
We play the Bowling Green Hot Rods, who are the Tampa Bay Rays team in the Midwest League.
Aha. And so what's your take on the evening?
Well, when it comes to baseball, it's actually very important. We're in third place, they're in second place, so this is very important for us. And then when you get off the field, so it's Pirates of the Caribbean night, it's also a Facebook Friday for us. So anyone who's a friend of us on Facebook, who likes the Lansing Lugnuts Facebook page, also anyone who interacts with the Lugnuts on Facebook throughout the evening will be giving trivia and different games for chances to win free food, chances to upgrade their seats, all sorts of free great bonus things to our friends on Facebook. And then the final thing is the final thing of the evening, the finale, Laugh Q Fireworks. Follow the game tonight. It's going to be spectacular.
Well, and what a great night. And like I said before, it's finally warming up. They're not talking about any rain coming up this evening and might be cleared through Sunday. So finally going to have a really great spring night happening here.
It's not just been us. It has been the entire country has had this dark cloud looming over us. I saw where Major League Baseball already has more games rained out this year in total than they'd had all of last year. So we've had to deal with the rain, everyone else has, and hopefully now we can move on into the beautiful days as we approach summer.
Well, I do love that. And what a great season for the Lugnuts so far. In third place, that's exceptional.
We've been terrific, and I think a big part of that is we have major league prospects with the team this year. You come out, cheer on the Lugnuts, and a couple of years down the road, you're going to see these players in the major leagues, and that makes things very exciting.
Well, it sure does. What are a couple of the names that we should be looking for?
Jake Marisnik is our center fielder, and he's what's known as a five-tool prospect because he can do everything well. He can play great defense, he has a strong arm, he can hit for a high batting average, but he can also hit for power, and he loves stealing bases. So every single skill that makes him exciting to watch, he's got them all. So he's probably one of our top position players. And one of his good friends on the team, a young man named Michael Krause, our right fielder, he's already hit a home run onto one of the streets that borders the ballpark.
Wow.
So there are guys who are doing amazing things for us this year.
Well, it is very exciting. I know the game kicks off at 7:05 this evening in just a few minutes, so I know you've got to run to get things to do. I always love to talk to you. I consider you a new friend. I had a blast coming down a couple times to the stadium and being in the booth with you and watching you do what you do. Awful lot of fun, Jesse.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And let me point out, too, that tomorrow night is going to be our first of three Auto Owners Insurance bobblehead giveaways. So for anyone who loves the bobbleheads, tomorrow night is also going to be your night.
Oh, and everybody loves those bobbleheads.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And, of course, all the action taking place at Cooley Law School Stadium. Jesse, again, thanks so much. Have a great evening at the ballpark.
Cheryl, thank you. It's always my pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks so much. We've been speaking with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, radio broadcaster for the Lansing Lugnuts. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.